Our story begins at Wilson's Diner, where Ellie is having lunch with Nurse Graham.
Oh, but she would. Agnes is faking it. Wanda, I just can't believe that. I thought you might have doubts, so don't take my word for it. Go ask her yourself.
Oh, believe me, I will.
Your mother is lying about William raping her, and she's lying about her speech. What else is she lying about, Ellie?
Wanda, you just want to turn me against her. It's all part of your plan to get back at my mother because of William's suicide.
It wasn't a suicide in my mind. Agnes murdered William, and no one will ever change my mind about that.
You know what, Wanda? I kind of lost my appetite. Would you mind if we skipped lunch?
No, not at all. Go do what you need to do. I'll let the waitress know.
Thanks. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Let's see you talk your way out of this one, Agnes.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples. At the 66th Precinct, Carl has just arrived at Detective D. Levin's office.
Mr. Bradford, what do you want me to do about this? The Turner Dean case has been closed for 7 months now.
I understand that, but if Dr. Blanchard was not in her right mind at the time she operated on Turner Dean, then she may have some culpability in this death.
Not my problem. I'm working on 3 cases, active cases right now, and I don't have time to revisit this. Why don't you go talk to the DA, Beth Chambers?
Didn't the assistant DA Noah Barnes handle this case?
Yes, but he's no longer working for the DA's office. The Adriana Cummings trial pretty much ended his hopes of ever getting another high-profile case like that.
Fine, then I'll talk to Beth Chambers. This case needs to be reopened. Someone needs to find out if Larissa Davies really murdered Turner Dean.
She stabbed the man. She admitted it on the stand in front of a court full of witnesses.
Yes, she did stab him, and she's paying for that. But if that stab wound didn't actually kill him, then she's paying for the wrong crime.
In Rex's office at Manhattan Monthly, Perry has just walked in.
Hey, Rex. Are you all set for the party tonight?
Yes, and God, do I need it.
Long day?
Long year, actually. But tonight is for celebrating, so no talk about any of that.
I agree. I need a nice, long, relaxing, peaceful night.
There is one possible source of contention tonight, and quite honestly, I don't know how it's going to go.
And what's that?
Mac.
So, Mac will be there? I guess that makes sense.
I don't know for sure, but Blake told me he thought that Raven and Mac would be there, so obviously we'll see them.
I thought the call on Thanksgiving was the first step for you guys.
So did I. But I've only seen him once since then, and that was in his brother's office. And he didn't seem very happy to see me.
But Mac hates his brother, right? That probably has more to do with him than you, Rex.
I hope you're right, Perry. Who knows? Maybe tonight will be a new beginning for us.
At Connie's apartment, Clint is talking on the phone with Heidi when Connie arrives home.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know about that concert. You told me you were a big Duran Duran fan.
Thanks. I've been so busy with school lately and trying to find a part-time job that I haven't even checked their website.
Well, hopefully you'll get to go to the show.
I don't know if I can wait until April when they come to New York. I'd love to see them sooner.
Maybe you could take a road trip.
That would be so much fun.
Heidi, my mom just got home. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks again.
Hi, Mom.
Who's Heidi?
A girl Darren and I met at Wilson's Diner.
She goes to Windsor?
No, she goes to a different school.
Oh, okay. So what's Dara up to tonight?
She got a new project for English class today. She's teaming up with CJ Wells.
Ah, so how do you like CJ? His father seems to be a nice guy.
He's a cool guy. Seems to be easygoing.
That's good.
So, I haven't talked to you much the past few days. You've been out with Adam or talking to him on the phone.
I know, I'm sorry. Just the excitement of a new relationship, I guess. I don't mean to make you feel like I'm ignoring you.
Mom, I don't feel ignored at all. I couldn't be happier about your relationship with Adam.
I'm so glad to hear that. That's one thing I worried about if I ever did meet someone.
You've been alone for way too long. I want you to be happy. I guess if my father hadn't run out on you, things might have been different.
Your father? You haven't mentioned him in a while.
I guess it's been on my mind some lately, with Nara finding her father after all these years.
He's not someone you want to know anyway, Clint.
I know, but you haven't seen him in nearly 17 years, right? We don't know if he's alive or dead or where he even is.
And it was his choice. And luckily, you turned out to be such a wonderful young man without his influence. I couldn't be prouder of you.
Thanks, Mom. I didn't mean to upset you by bringing it up.
It's all right. I know what happened was for the best.
At the rec center, Chuck is alone at the front desk when Zoe walks up.
Hello there.
Hi. We're not really open yet. We closed down for a few weeks while we do some remodeling. We'll be opening several areas starting in January.
Thanks. I read about this place in Manhattan Monthly.
Oh, you saw the article? You know, I haven't even read it yet. I meant to go to the newsstand first thing this morning.
It was a nice story. A nice picture of you and your daughter.
Oh, Dara. She wasn't very happy about being in that picture, but I hope she'll like it once she sees it.
I see.
From the sound of your voice, I take it you're not from around here. Obviously, I recognize that accent.
Yeah, I'm from the South, Georgia, Alabama. Lived all over, really.
Oh, really? I'm from a little town just south of Huntsville, Alabama, myself. Where did you live there?
Birmingham.
Not all that far. How do you like living in New York?
Oh, I like it just fine.
Excuse me, I'll be just a minute. Hello, Mel Landers Rec Center.
I can't believe this. He has no idea who I am.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.